Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that this podcast, we had technical difficulties because myself and Trey Stewart and his friend Ree, who joined us, drove from LA to San Diego to do shows that evening, and we decided to leave early in the day, and I took all my equipment to San Diego, and we set it up at another comics place, Mike Friedman, and we set it up. And I think I set it up too fast and I forgot to turn the microphones on. So the microphone was drawing from the laptop, which doesn't sound good at all. But if you still want to see the first half of the interview, it's still on my YouTube because I go live every week. And when I do, it just goes and records all live onto YouTube. So go to my YouTube, Mike from Detroit. You can watch the whole thing. But here I'm going to start right in the middle. Right when my dumbass figured out that I didn't turn the microphones on. All right, guys, enjoy.
Public Yemeni number one.
Oh, that's because that. How about that, guys? What? Oh, I'm such an idiot.
What?
Oh, did we have my mic turned off?
No, I had it. I had it set up wrong in here the whole fucking time for the last 44 fucking minutes, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck, no. Man. I'm sorry, guys. That was like the biggest mistake I've ever made on this thing. So the entire time it was playing the microphone from the fucking laptop.
Oh, no. Not from that.
Okay. No,
but
man.
Do you have this audio?
No, I'm not recording. I just Damn. Fucking recorded into this. That pisses me the fuck off, man. Shit.
Damn,
bro.
And we were giving such gold.
Yeah, well, let's just
It was
do
like
it again.
Just in a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
How will we ever reach these heights again?
Now, you know what pisses me off about this is that now I'm going to put the audio up and then it's going to be shitty for the first 44 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know, man. Fuck. I mean, that's what I get, man. Like, I'm doing this mobile.
Yeah.
So sometimes, man, it's like just last minute you do it mobile and then it like, you fucking have dumb mistakes like this driving to San Diego and then try to set up in time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm glad that fucking Bolty, my old Marine buddy, stuck through that whole fucking thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But then all these other guys
Bolty.
Came in. What's that?
I said yay for Bolty.
Yay for Bolty. Yeah.
Where is Bolty? Is he in Detroit?
No, I forget. I think he's moving to Florida, man. He's gonna, he's like, now he's talking about, like, he's gonna spend his time using his metal detector to get rich.
Oh, really?
On the beach somewhere. Yeah, he's retiring or some
great.
Shit.
Wow, that's a great strategy.
Awesome. Yeah.
I know you've been telling me, Robbie. I get it, bro. It's just that, it's just you get engaged in conversation with people and then you kind of forget that there was one switch you had to click. You piece of shit.
Oh, man.
Are the people in the background chatterbatting? What the hell does that mean?
What's a chatterbat?
No, they're playing chess in the background.
Oh, maybe. Are they playing chess? Yeah, they're playing chess back there. Yeah. Fuck, man. Arizona is in my future is what Bolty says.
Oh, well. And that's where he's going to get rich from, though.
I guess, man. He's going to go around with his metal detector and live a sad life.
Or get rich, find some buried treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he does. I don't know, man. To me, I think that's amazing that people can lose themselves in something like that, you know?
Yeah.
When you can lose yourself in something is fucking great. But like that would kind of like make me mad, like to go out and then like maybe find a Rolex.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you don't ever find something, then it is a little bit like teasing. I don't like to be teased. I like to climax at some point.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're always looking for a Rolex or something and you never find it, that might be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just thinking you just go and go and go until you die. I suppose if you die, you don't know you never climax.
That's true. Yeah. And it's always the idea.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the hope that keeps you going.
Yeah. A lot like that's how heaven works.
Really?
Well, when you
that's how
the idea of when you believe in heaven until you die, and then if heaven doesn't exist, you're dead.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, that's the thing. That's the beauty of religion, belief, right. and faith. It's like what it does to us while we live. It doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Yeah.
What do we feel better for believing something?
Right.
I mean, there's science behind how they like you. They can like measure some people's like if people believe in stuff like
yes.
their strength is stronger yes. or
oh yeah.
Yeah, you know? Like the help of prayer, meditation, belief, just whether true or not doesn't matter. People just the practice of it
the mind
gives
is,
you strength and
yeah,
the brain
for sure.
is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I kind of wish I still had that part of my like upbringing with the religion is that like you know, if I think back to like when especially when I was in the Marines and I was younger and I really believed in God and stuff like that, I think I was very like almost too confident in
yeah.
life, you know?
Yeah. You can't be too confident in anything. Anybody.
Do you not believe in the mosquito woman lady now?
I'm still agnostic about that too. You know what I mean? To me, it's like, I want to believe that that thing that I saw when I was tripping is real because other people are seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, I had a question. Is it real or is it that our brains are wired very similarly?
Do you pray to her?
No.
Okay, it was just a question.
I don't think I need to pray.
I don't
to
think
her.
You need to pray.
I've been chasing her.
Okay, well, isn't that praying then?
I guess, but with mushrooms.
That's
so
isn't that prayer? Why is that not prayer?
I guess not. I went back to Indonesia for the full moon party again.
See,
took mushrooms then.
I would argue that could
saw her, but I didn't really see her like I did, you know, because when I saw her that first time, it was just like fucking so vivid. I've never tripped that vividly before.
I would say that's prayer. I said go back doing the full moon party and doing mushrooms again. I would say that's prayer.
I think it's a form of prayer.
I think that's what mushrooms is. I think mushrooms is, for me, like when I microdose or if I take a little bit, it's a form of like religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I do absolutely. Take it, I take it for a reason.
Intent yeah. is the, I think, most important thing.
When
drugs,
you take psychedelics.
When you take psychedelics. The intent.
Especially psychedelics.
You.
And you got to feel good that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't feel shitty.
You can't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. There's been many times because I've learned my lesson where if you're feeling like shitty and insecure today and then you take mushrooms, it's just going to amplify that.
I feel that is true with any drug.
I was going to ask.
No,
me
psychedelics
who
more so.
Oh, really?
Psychedelics way more. Yeah. Okay.
For me, I can't do any drug, really.
Alcohol?
I can't drink. No, because everything is worse.
I was going to say, being around people who feel bad and around who drink, that's terrible. You cry and angry. Anger
well,
and
yeah, depending. I guess the person, everyone's different. There was a guy that was in the Marines, man. He's still my friend, but then I haven't seen him in years. And then I just saw him like 3 years ago, and he's still the same dude. I'm like, dude, we're in our 40s, and you're still like going through like blackout crying fits.
Oh, that's,
you know, like he gets to a point awful, where he gets drunk, and then all of a sudden he's like, my dad!
My dad! Yeah.
You know?
He's like, bro, baby, that's cool if you're like in your 20s. But like,
yeah, and I understood it when we were in our 20s.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the time to do it.
That was the time where I just yell at him. I just yell at him like, the fuck? I don't know what to say to him. But stop crying.
Some people never grow.
No, that's not it, Mike. Like, this is a safe place to cry.
I was in the Marines and I was 19
years
old.
This is a safe place to cry.
I was trying to make out with this girl at a party and then the whole party comes to a crashing halt. This will happen all the time because he's in the bathroom flipping the fuck out. And now he's ruining the mood, and I gotta go in there and be like, bro.
Yeah.
I'm this close to getting my dick sucked. Shut the fuck up.
Relax, yeah.
I'm 20. I'm not worried about safe space. Yeah, I'll give you a safe space. Get the fuck out of this house.
Yeah, leave. You're bringing it down.
Yeah, for real.
Is that toxic masculinity?
No, that's normal.
Yeah, that's get the fuck out of here.
I'm asking.
Is hit okay? Was me yelling at him toxic, or was him destroying the mood of the party toxic?
That's toxic masculinity. Him destroying the mood of the party is absolutely toxic.
That's toxic. It's not even toxic masculinity. It's just
it's
toxic.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's toxic
because people are toxic sometimes.
People what?
People are toxic sometimes. Yeah. That's toxic behavior.
Some of us can be toxic sometimes.
Yeah.
There's sometimes I have to catch myself. You'd be stressed out or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're just
saying
something mean to someone.
Absolutely.
And you're like, wait a minute, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fucking say that. It's fucked up.
Right, right, you know? Right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just being weak right now.
Not everyone can catch themselves.
As I get older, I'm catching myself more and more, man.
Yeah.
But then you still fall into it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll fall into it.
Yeah.
You know? But then I think like, especially when you do it to the other person, if you can like let them know, yo, that's fucked up. and this is why. I think that hopefully will fix it, so long as you like really mean it.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about last time about dating, man. I only date, like I said, I only date girls that just like, they don't, like if they, like if they, like the last two girlfriends I like got into a serious relationship with, they would not rectify any things that they did wrong. Mm. They would just deflect and make the story about why you're doing shit wrong.
Mm.
That's what people do, yeah.
Is that what people do? You think that's everyone?
I think everyone does it, but there's a trait that I've seen in a lot of, I think, women, but guys deflect too.
I don't think that's a female thing. I think that that's a people thing.
According to the rules of gender toxicity, if a gender does something more, then we can add whatever gender does that thing more and label
it. Yeah, but I don't see women deflect more than men.
You don't see it, but it happens.
I think it's because we're straight.
Yeah, you.
I think I date women.
Right,
I don't date men.
Exactly. And I date men who deflect.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's just women. I'm not. I never said that.
No. But women do it. I didn't say it either. But because some men do women, things that are toxic.
Do women? Hold on a second. Do women do it more, or is it just you're more engaged on that level with women than you are with men?
I think so.
I think that if you were a woman engaging with more men at that level, you'll start seeing the same fucking thing, man.
Absolutely.
Because I got like platonic female friends, and when I like cue them for like answers on stuff, a lot of the times, like I had to learn through other women. Because, like, it's like, I think it's easy to fall into that trap. Like, if you're like a girl, be like, oh, this is how men are.
Yeah.
And then if you're a straight man, you're like, oh, this is how women are.
It's such a tired thing.
But then, like, when I talk to, like, more people,
right,
like, especially more girls, like, we'll talk about, like, past relationships, right? And they will tell me about a relationship where they were dating a man who is basically this other girl that I did.
Yeah,
the same fucking
shit. Exactly.
Right.
It's the same thing.
And in my mind, I was like, is it only fucking girls that are like, hey, I need you here with me right now? Because I was always like, you know, like at one point, like, oh my God, I get these girls that just get clingy, right? So in my mindset, I'm like, oh, that's like a woman thing. And then I have my platonic female friends.
Thing.
They got all kinds of clingy guys. I just keep fucking dealing with clingy guys. Like as soon as like the first date, all of a sudden he's like,
well, one
I love
doesn't
you,
and negate the other.
Exactly.
One doesn't negate the other.
I want to cuddle.
Right. But the existence of clingy guys doesn't necessarily mean that it is the same amount.
Oh,
well,
so
that's what I'm saying.
This is hilarious, bro. Because you're wearing glasses, you look like you're fucking spitting out legit fucking data points. You know what I mean? I feel like he's coming at me with science.
I agree with you. I think that it's just what you, and also we deal with what we're a result of personalities, right? Like if I feel like I'm with people that deflect a lot, it might be a reflection of me, right? Mm-hmm. What am I attracting? And so that's my experience. So then I go, well, men deflect or whatever. I mean, because I don't think deflecting is a gender thing. I don't think clinginess is a gender thing.
No.
I think the expression of it can look different. Like I think that men often are taught it's more okay to show anger. Women are often taught it's okay to show sadness. So the deflection can come with sadness, anger, and or the clinginess comes in women kind of putting on a sad face, and men might like be killing you, and it might get aggressive if they don't get what
they
want.
Stalk or
it just looks different. The way we've
can also come out in similar ways too. So I think there's a whole spectrum.
Well, I just find it interesting that we have agreed that people can be toxic. We've agreed that toxic masculinity exists, but no one can pinpoint toxic femininity. It's like it has to exist. One can't exist without the other. So where is the toxic in women?
Well, of course, but that has it. But the toxic femininity or has been talked about a lot. I mean, we've been taught.
Has it?
Yes. It's just not given that name. But what women have been taught, which is what we're talking about, toxic masculinity, having to do with what men are taught, having to live up to a gender role that's uncomfortable for men, which maybe has to do with not showing feel or not having a say, having to put their feelings inside, not being able to say, being vulnerable in a certain place. And women, on the other side, having been told you're cute and just don't say anything, that is toxic. That's being
And women are toxic to each other too. That's a whole other thing. Because guys,
so are
like,
men.
Listen, it's a whole different thing. All right, and a perfect example is Hillary Clinton. Okay, guys can come together and vote for a guy, even if we don't fuck with that guy. But women, for some reason, most women voted for Trump.
And that's that. And that's another thing talk about.
Most white overall women?
Most white women. Black women voted, obviously, heavily against Trump.
But, man, see what I'm saying? The glasses got me going.
No, that's true. No, that's a that's a real number.
So the majority of white women voted for Trump.
They did not vote for Hillary. And I hear it all the time from other women that women are terrible to them.
But that is that has to do with it. That's what, at least when you study groups, is that when you say that people that are, in this case, men have are superior, are sort of having more power than women.
So
and
women,
then you say is that the group underneath will always be toxic toward each other because they're fighting for clawing their way up.
Oh, that's right.
So that's at least how it was explained to me.
That's a good way to put it. I just fear that we're living closely. We're going to come up into a world very soon where it is not safe to be a man. And I'm afraid of that.
I think it's exciting.
I'm excited too.
We need a safe space for men.
There has to be.
Then we'll no longer have men. That's how we make men, because there's no safe space.
No, I'm saying we need a safe space.
That's what made.
No, I'm saying we need a safe space for men to be men. It is slowly decreasing the space where.
Well,
hold on
a second. What is it to be a man then?
I'll tell you this.
Oh shit! Here we go. break it down, man. Fuck.
Here, let me say this. All right, I'll say this.
Trey X.
First,
Trey X.
First, I'll throw some examples that I've noticed in the world and society how it is being skewed away from straight men more towards women and gay or whatever it is, just away from straight men. Bathrooms are a perfect example, right? I'll walk into a place more often than not, and this might sound like a joke, but it's actually, and I don't really care, but I've noticed this. I'll see a bathroom for men, and then I'll see a bathroom for women, and then I'll see a bathroom for women and anything else except men. Literally, a sign says anyone but men.
This is LA, bro.
Oh, I've never seen a bathroom like that. It's a Disneyland for liberals. Well, wait a minute, because that is exactly the kind of thinking that doesn't just drive LA, but it drives politics at the highest level. They're bowing to that sort of
long in this country, man. It's always been a game of divide and conquer, and at any given point in time, we always have some group that we all collectively crowd around and go, "Hey guys, that group sucks, right?"
And now it's
white
straight men.
Men.
It's white men right now, but it will very quickly.
It's very like that was first.
Yeah.
You know, and that's still there.
Well, here's the thing. You know? It will very quickly go from white men to all men of color, all men in general.
Well, I think it's all men now, but right now it's like white too on top of it, man.
Right.
In terms of like us coming together, because like after 9/11 it was people who look like me,
right? Yeah.
And I literally thought that that we're the last people that we're going to be racist to, like we're going to move on to the aliens next, right?
Well, but white people are also going to be the minority pretty soon.
I know, so you look forward to that.
I have a lot of
you're steadily working towards that
jokes.
Too
I am. Hey, listen, yeah, I do my part,
but my thing is fuck, what the fuck was the point that I was trying to make? But yeah,
you were saying about men.
I got distracted.
White men.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That. This is all the game that is that we're like we're constantly being. So this is America right now. Okay, most people in America are like this. Hey, I'm liberal, or hey, I'm Republican, or conservative, and it's like I got my ear to the ground. And I'm listening for what the group says is cool to defend right now. Mm. What's cool right now, right? Before, it was like, not cool to say free Palestine. Not cool.
It is.
Now all of a sudden it is. And now my white liberal friends are kind of like, yeah, you know, it's kind of messed up what's going on. It's like, oh, dude, you sound like me circa 2002. While you were like, while you were looking at me like I might be anti-Semitic for saying this shit, yeah, right?
They wait for social cues.
So peep that. They wait for social cues is what I'm saying. So like right now, like what we're seeing is it's more about it's what's cool. And right now what's cool is to
the shit on white men.
Gender.
Right. Gender.
Right. Be there. Like men suck. Yeah, men suck. You're a he, him, or a she, her, or a zip, zap.
It's toxic.
So that's... So, like, going off what your point, I just think it's, like, it's the fad. That's all it is,
It
bro.
Is a fad, and I just fear that if we don't fight against it, we won't have a bathroom at all. And well, we'll have to
I
take
think,
a shit
I think the positive side is we'll get to a point where there's no such thing
as
a
gender
bathroom. I think that's right. Fucking stupid.
It can all be just a bathroom.
It just be a bathroom. If we had, like, four bathrooms, but they were all, like, anybody who could use it.
I think so, but I don't see that. I see
places doing that more now.
Yeah, I see a lot of
I'm seeing
of
a lot
that.
Of all gender.
Yeah, me
like
too.
That's like the quick fix. The quick fix is because listen, man, in a business, you don't want that many bathrooms.
No,
you don't want to add another bathroom. That's a lot of money. You know what I mean?
It's too yeah.
So you what? Want. So the quick hack for businesses, and I think that's the path of least resistance, which I think the trend is going to go, is just non-gender specific bathrooms, unisex or whatever.
Also, too, is women's bathrooms are a lot nicer than men's.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
But I have cued some women and they have told me, like, so for example, I remember a while ago, I told one of my female friends, I was like, yo, I go into a men's bathroom, there's a chance that I'm going to open a stall, okay? And there's going to be shit everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like the man took a shit, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And their asshole is the size of a dinner plate. And it was everywhere. Just like it had no way of aiming and it just splattered everywhere.
Oh, man.
And then I hear girls saying, oh no, that happens in our bathrooms too. And I can't help but think that's a guy doing it in your bathroom.
It probably is.
You
but,
know?
But even if it's not, women are neater in general and men... When they piss, it's messy. So you're talking about just shitting.
Some men, some days, your dick is not aiming where you want it to aim.
It's going everywhere.
Sometimes, you just very seldom that might happen.
Those days, yeah.
Especially if you were like just fucking, you know, if you just had sex.
Yeah.
It could like, it fucks up with the aim.
Yeah, it's out of control.
You know about that, right? Come on, everyone knows about that. Ree?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well.
Yeah, because I remember it was in, wasn't it in the movie, what was the movie where Jim Carrey, where he had those two black sons in the movie?
What? Two black sons, I don't think.
Yeah. Me, myself, and Irene. Yeah. Mm, so, like, the first time he fucks Irene, he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't remember because he was blacked out. And then he goes to take a piss, and as he's taking the piss, the piss stream goes sideways.
Oh.
And he goes, did I have sex last night? Like, that's when he, like, realizes, that's when he, like, confronts her and is like,
yeah.
Because that's a typical thing, because, like, that cum will get, like, crusted up in there, and it'll, like, fuck up the spray.
Oh, interesting. That's what it is.
Really?
Okay.
Or something like that.
That sounds about right.
You know? So anyways,
I didn't know.
In terms of, that's why we have urinals, because man, some guys will just go out there and it's just like, I'm pissing on the toilet, on the fucking paper towels or the toilet paper. So yeah.
It's hard being a man. I think we've established that.
Yeah, it's really hard to be a man. Yeah, I hope you really realize how hard it is.
A lot of challenges.
Sure.
That come with having a penis.
Well, I do. Yeah. The compassion I have is like, that men are becoming less and less functional and are sort of becoming less and less relevant. And I have some compassion for that. Women have found more relevancy in the last years. Like, women have expanded.
You're ruining the world.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're
doing. And men, in that, while women expand, men are just having less and less relevance. There's less for them to do. They're becoming less useful. And yeah, I think there's time to like update. What's man, you know?
What's the update?
What's the updated man?
I think the updated man is being more like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you're right.
I think the thing is, like we were talking about this earlier, is like men were a utility for survival.
Yes.
Like a very powerful utility. Like we were there to
really.
Well,
we still are, but we're not
But now it's we have technology. Much, we're creating right. technology.
But men are even at the forefront of that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good point. You know, like you know, there's a comic book that's amazing, a graphic novel. I don't know if anybody maybe in this room might have read it. It's called Why the Last Man. Hmm. The mm-hmm. letter Y, the last oh. man. And it's like this like dystopian world where one day people wake up and every male mammal on the planet drops dead.
Okay.
They all of them drop dead. And now the women are left with the modern world.
Yeah.
And with no men.
Okay.
And it was written really freaking well and like very plausible. And like there's one man that turns out that he's alive. He's the only one that's alive and no one knows why.
This guy.
And it's like there's a story through him of dealing with this dystopian world that's changing. And now the women are like separated into groups. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like Amazonian.
Right.
The other ones are like, but then one defining factor that they all have a problem with is the electricity grid goes down.
Oh, really?
You know.
They can't work the thermostat. Who works the thermostat in this world?
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying I'm not laughing.
Come on, we're having fun. Nothing funny this is about funny. This. He doesn't I'm mean not, it.
I know.
He doesn't mean it. We're just having fun. No, but so no, like you're following these people in the United States and how they're handling it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was written really well. And there were like we'd go to these cities and like, you know, there's one story where the woman's like, you know, we need to figure out how to get the electricity grid back up. Yeah. And everything's like, so because it was all men that were running that shit. And it was really smart how they brought in women that were well versed in military and
right.
everything. Israelis.
Ah.
The Israelis, they were the militarized section.
Absolutely.
And the go-getters and the dude, and they knew how to run everything.
Well, and that's
it was really good writing, I thought, you know, like in terms of like
that is good writing, and it's what happened in the US during the Second World War, and it happened in Europe during the wars too. When men went off to war, women started to learn jobs.
Same thing in the United States, yeah.
Yeah. And started to learn jobs that they didn't know before. And so men are becoming less relevant.
They weren't better at it. They just did it efficiently.
They just did it efficiently also. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like women have expanded and men, like we were talking about like, in the car, I'm going, men are now having to update themselves too and going, okay, it's not enough that I'm just a strong person who can carry the groceries. I have to be able to hold a conversation because a woman can figure out she can figure it out with the groceries. She can have them delivered at her door. Yeah. She doesn't need me to
How
carry
dare
them.
You saying that men cannot hold a conversation? What the fuck have we been doing here? For an hour
yeah.
and 10
You've
minutes.
You've been doing no, great. You're a very updated man, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. We got some updates. But here's the thing.
Holy shit, dude.
Here's the thing.
I'm updated.
There's things that...
I got the newest firmware.
That's right.
There's things that men in general can be updated with, but there are still things that... And maybe women will one day catch up to it, but I just wonder.
Oh, shit.
No, I just wonder, in the spirit of inventing things and technology and pushing us forward, men are at the forefront of it right now. Now, that is not to say that women could never be it, and that's not to say that there aren't very smart women who are inventing,
but I'm also just wondering about the accuracy of what you're saying.
Speaking of inventing,
yeah.
Talk about male ingenuity.
Okay.
What Jason Bacon brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck robots.
Right.
We are inventing you out of existence. How's that?
Yeah, I know.
Listen, we are.
So maybe this is just a war of the genders where we're just trying to invent each other out of existence.
Maybe.
Valerie Solanas wrote the book Scum, Society for Cutting Up Men.
Yeah.
She started in the 80s and ended up in a madhouse. Now but I think maybe that's when she started. Now women have been into it for, 40 years, you know, trying to invent a world where we don't need men. And now men are catching up with fuck robots, going, the only thing women do that we need is fucking.
Yeah. I think it's true, though.
So men are gone in one generation.
But here's the thing,
thought.
Though. But here's the thing, though. Women have had fuck robots way before we had. You guys had vibrators.
I know. We already.
And it's like you guys are the ones that are really fucking shallow. It's just like we want the body. We want the body. We want the hair. We want everything. You just want the fucking the bullet, right?
That's
isn't that
right.
What it's called? Isn't it called the bullet?
Right.
The womanizer or the bullet or
The womanizer. There's a one called the womanizer.
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious. Really? That's what it's called?
I think. Am I wrong?
It's a vibrator called the womanizer.
I think so. I think it's called the womanizer.
That's fucking...
So it's interesting. As I go down the list of top inventions of society for
okay,
the world...
Okay, before you do
that... I'm noticing a trend.
Oh, man.
I'm noticing a trend.
Here. Before you do
go
that...
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering at what... At what years we're looking, because I think if
I'm looking in history.
Yeah, because I'm going, if we go more than, I'd say, 100 years back,
yes,
women would not be getting credited for the inventions that they were doing. So they would use fake names.
I think a part of it is, and
I think you might have a point there, especially like in
no, you're right. Here's the thing. But
Middle East.
But I do not think that the people you're talking about represents... enough to represent your point. Maybe a couple more percentage, but what I'm saying, and I think there's a problem.
Weren't going to school and maybe weren't getting the opportunity.
Is what I was about to say. Now, this is not a personal attack on the intelligence of women. It is a statement.
I agree with this. I think what you're saying is like, so from like what I was trying to say in the car, and I think we got sidetracked, was I think women and men have evolved through millions of years of doing the cookie cutter same shit, right?
Right.
Which mold us into being what we are now, right?
Yes.
And I think that opening things up for more women in future generations to not be hindered by that societal like jail,
right?
That women would probably now start to evolve.
Yep.
One day.
Producing even more women as we go.
Absolutely.
To
plausible.
Where it's going to be like,
yes.
The amount of inventors that are females are going to be skyrocketing.
100%
you know, and
plausible in the possible near future. But as it stands right now, that is not the case. But I agree and I encourage it. Listen.
The thing is going to get easier to invent things as we keep going forward.
Oh, technology.
And computers.
Yeah. Oh, how far we've advanced in the last, 5 years? We've done like 10 years.
And it's not to say that like women are not inventing fucking shit.
They are. We're
especially now at
general.
A fucking staggering amount, you know?
We're just speaking in
especially coming up with ideas for things that fill in the void of what women are constantly not seeing there for them.
Exactly.
You know what
we're
I mean?
We're finally starting to talk about birth control for men. Who knew?
Right.
Turns out
did
that
a woman do that? Or was it a man?
That would be great if a woman made that, bro.
It would be great, but
we should get the two creators to fuck and come out with that baby and see what that baby comes up with.
Yeah, that would be great. But it's probably a man that invented that, right? Birth control for men?
No.
It was a woman.
I think so. And but I mean,
I'm sure
there is
no
birth control
for men.
I mean,
it'd be awesome if it was a woman.
It'd be awesome.
First of all, there
is
birth control. You can sterilize yourself as a man and have it be non-sterilized afterwards. It's strange to me that not more men sterilize themselves. That's just
I don't necessarily want kids, but at the same time there's something that in my head's like if I have to restrict the amount of like sperm or whatever, I kind of feel like it's going to cause problems. For sexual reasons. And then not only that, I'm kind of like open to the idea of, hey man, if I have a kid, I'm going to have to fucking show up.
You can undo it. You're like, you can zip it and then unzip it.
Vasectomies.
You're talking about a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to teach me something new.
No, vasectomy.
Vasectomy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That also is, I heard, sometimes not reversible in some cases. Like they can't reverse it. You know, to me, man, my pullout game is on point.
Oh yeah,
on point. I haven't had a kid.
I'm not gonna argue.
Yeah,
I just.
Well, it's a
well.
Skill.
Condoms are also another thing.
Condoms are something.
Yeah, but I guess. But you, I mean, when we're talking about birth control and birth control pills and IUDs, and how women have fought it for years.
Well,
I
think the point that you're making is that it's. I think it's probably more hormonally detrimental to a female to be doing that hormonal fucking like hijacking of her system.
Yes.
To not get pregnant. By us who we could just do it without having to manipulate our hormones. We just have to like put a zipper, as she would say.
Zip it up.
I think that's a good point. You know, I don't know how this birth control for men work and what type of side effects are in that. I don't know either.
I've only heard that it's been in research phases, but I've heard that for a couple of years.
You know, and it's funny that you bring that whole thing up about the birth control, because me, honestly, my first question is like, what is it going to do to my hormones?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What type
and
then, of...
And that's what women's been asking themselves for.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I looked up the best, the number one, the top birth control for men. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Capri pants. It doesn't affect your hormones at all.
Capri pants, bro. I got to look that shit up, man.
Capri pants, man.
You talking about some old school shit.
Yeah, capri pants. They're out there. They're making a comeback.
Are they really?
I see people. Well, hipsters.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember, were you around for Z Cavaricci?
No, what's that?
Ugh. Capri pants, bro. I'm like looking at pictures of capri pants. I'm getting mad. I don't really care about this this phase of like whatever. I like yoga pants are cute. Jeans are cute.
I
forgot what I was going to say. Oh, you got to go take a piss? Go ahead, bro. We'll probably do like another 10 minutes. Then we'll close it up. Get a burrito. Guys, I am really sorry again that I fucked up. The audio, man. I gotta get on top of my game. I need to make a checklist is what I need to do.
That's a good idea.
You know, that's typically what I do. I'm very military. I typically wouldn't have like a checklist and an operation order, you know.
That's right.
Just recently so much has been going on, I really haven't like had the time. Other things are taking priority. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Than me sitting down coming up with the operation order sheet for
I'm surprised you don't have an operation order sheet. That's a very male name of a checklist.
That's like a military name, I think. Yeah, I just came up with that. You know,
operation.
Like
an,
I don't know.
Order
I don't, plan
checklist.
Of action or
plan of action. Yeah.
Checklist. You know, like pilots have a checklist that they methodically have to go through.
Right.
They have to check every little part of their system before they can like go.
Yeah.
You know, that type of shit.
Right.
My thing is, though, what I'm looking forward to is I might be buying a house. So I applied for a loan to see.
Oh.
Yeah. And I might be buying something in LA.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. And I'm excited to be able to have 2 bedrooms.
Yes.
Or maybe more, so I can have just 1 office.
Yeah.
Where everything is set up.
Yes.
And I don't have to keep messing with the system all the time.
Yeah. You okay. Know? So you're going to have one as an office. I thought you could rent 1 room out.
I don't like... I'm a type of guy.
You need your own space.
Bruh. I love being able to just walk around in my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not have to be bothered by people.
God,
I would be able to do it if I had like a big enough lot where I can build a guest house in the back.
Yeah.
So then they have their own little home
yeah.
that they can rent. And they're nowhere in the vicinity of
Got
me
it.
Walking around my dick out. If I want that.
Yeah, if you wanted to do that, you wouldn't be able to have an Airbnb guest.
Yeah. You know?
That would be in the reviews for sure.
Yeah. Bad.
Actually, you might get reviews from your dick in the reviews.
Oh.
Yeah. That'd you know, good. A woman's like, his
then
dick
for
is
I'll
out.
Go straight to super host.
Yeah.
I'll
exactly.
get like super host status.
Yeah. The amenities were okay.
Yeah.
The bed was kind of hard, but I'll tell you, the dick, top notch. 5 stars.
Unforgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, but an office. And there you could have your order checklist or whatever you called it. Order.
I would at least have like the podcast set up.
Yes.
To where there's really no other setup. Everything's just set up. So I wouldn't have to deal with, I forgot to hit this switch.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was like in Saudi Arabia or like Dubai or place like that, because like an Arab guy like me would have 6 wives.
Oh, that's true.
And they could just
Saudi Arabia, I think 6 is the limit.
I think it is the limit.
Yeah.
There's a limit. Well, it's good that there's a limit.
Oh, yeah, there's a limit. I think it is 6. I think 6 is the limit in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You can't have more than 6.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you don't want to be greedy. You know, 7 is like, well,
but
relax.
That's something that's like we were talking about earlier, where people like take things out of proportion or with their like religion, like in Islam, the marrying multiple wives thing is supposed to be a noble action during wartime when men who are fathers end up dying.
Oh.
And then the men who survive come back, and then it's like a noble thing. It's like, okay, I will bring you in as my wife and take in your kids and take care of them also.
I see.
That's pretty noble, yeah.
That's like what it was meant for. It was permissible during That's those times. Because then you're helping the woman and you're helping those kids. It's a very good community type thing, right? But, you know, people find loopholes and be like, oh shit, I can have more than one wife. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you didn't go to war.
So, like, right now, there's no reason in some of these places, like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You guys are living lavishly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who am I to judge? So I have not met people that are like that and have multiple wives, so I don't know. Except for my great-grandfather. A motherfucker had, like, 40-some kids.
Oh, really?
He had 6 wives. And he did it in the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
right when Muslim women around the world were kind of like, we're not doing that anymore. They were putting their foot down. And my great grandmother was the first wife of his, and she had my grandmother, and then he was going to try to marry another woman, and she was like, fuck that, I want a divorce. So then he ended up marrying 5 other women and having multiple loads of kids with those, and just created like, it's like if I'm in this city in Indonesia, I gotta be careful because I might be fucking a cousin.
Yeah. That's scary.
You know what I mean?
That's scary, man.
Yeah. So it's interesting how like people were with that back in the day, you know, how they were just very aggressive about having kids. But then, like, you know, think about it. My great grandfather was exploiting what the system was really meant for, right?
Right.
He was just like, I like to slang some dick and I want a big ass family.
Man. If you can afford it, why not, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you got the money.
Like, to me, I'm like worried, like,
maybe that's what's gonna happen with men. Like, women will just have 6 men. Like, one for the dick, one for the...
Yeah.
For the, I don't know, Excel.
That's happening right now.
It is,
Excel
spreadsheets.
Man, I know, there was this one Russian girl. She was strictly just for the hookup. And then after we'd hook up, she'd tell me, like, we'd have dirty-ass sex. And then, like, right after, she would tell me how she can't do this with her boyfriend.
Right.
Like, she can't do this with her boyfriend because of whatever, XYZ. I can't do that with him. And then he'll think I'm a whore. And I'm just like, it's very, very interesting. Like, that cognitive dissonance that she was fucking playing, you know? But what the fuck were we just talking about before?
Your great-grandfather and having 6 wives and 40 children.
Oh, and then you were saying, like, having one for the dick and one forever. So I was just there.
You were there for the dick.
Facilitate the dick.
Yeah.
She never asked for a cuddle. She never asked for anything other than
she had her boyfriend for other things.
She probably had another guy for another thing.
I know.
She probably had a sugar daddy.
Right.
I'm aware.
You know, and
that's how you got
to
do it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because we were just the hookup, it was kind of cool to be able to just talk to her very honestly.
Yeah.
Like, to me, she saw no future with me.
Right.
So she was just like, boom, this is what my life's about. And I'm just like... Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a data point.
Right.
You know, you learn something. But it's interesting. Like, I've been the cuddle fuck cuck guy once, you know, and
really?
In my 20s. Yeah, when I was young, like, not knowing, like, this girl's just using me for the boyfriend feel, but she's getting dick elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is it sucks in, I mean, there's pros and cons.
No, it sucks
every
if you're
role.
A guy. It sucks if you're the guy.
Well,
it's probably
I don't
great
know.
If, you're a woman.
If you get the boyfriend feel, depending on what you might get other. I mean, it's yes, if you're just cuddling with somebody and not having any. But I mean, there are benefits. I can't stand
you're
for
not
that.
Speaking
there's
for the male point of view.
Well, I don't. So there's no reason to be in a relationship except for getting laid.
It's a big part of it.
It's a very
for
very,
the man. You're not speaking for a male perspective
very,
right now.
Very
it's
big
a big part
of it.
It.
A lot
you can't
of
not
men.
Have it. Yeah, you can't not have it.
A lot of men will date women that they are like stressed out being around because they don't match personality wise.
But
man, she's beautiful and the sex. She's like steady tap of pussy.
Right.
I can get it all the time, especially like when I was younger, man. It's like I need to fuck every
hour. It was like too much.
It's a necessary part, Ray. That's all.
And then like I remember as I was younger, there was like, yeah, there was a point where you know, you have to mature and realize, oh, wait a minute, man, you know.
That's not the only thing. Yeah.
It's not the only thing, right. But when you're really young, but then like that lasts throughout, I think the majority of men, like we're hardwired to look at sex as being like very precious. And
also, yeah.
And maybe that's what happens with women when they come in their 30s. It's also sex becomes really, really important. And women want to make sure they get laid.
Because you start hitting your sexual peak at that time.
Yeah, and they make sure they want to, they get laid. And of course, in a way, the relationship for a lot of women in their 30s becomes really burdensome because men sometimes are not updated as you are, Mike.
Yeah. I got some more updating to do.
The best thing with them is dick. Conversation's difficult. Personality's difficult. They don't add. They don't support, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's easier to just get laid and to not be in the relationship.
It's interesting. So women in their 30s.
So you're saying that women in their 30s can fall into a trap of kind of being like a young guy where sex becomes...
We meet in the middle.
We do meet in the middle.
And women in our 30s.
Bro.
Well, and I think that's the thing. I do think
the best matchup is a guy in his mid...
Women in their 30s often have sex with younger guys. I mean...
The best matchups I had in my 20s is whenever I like dated, like I got hooked up with a woman that was like 30, early 30, 32.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I'm like 22, 23.
Yes. Yeah.
It was like, we're right at the same level of fucking like, give me that fucking dick. You know what I mean? It's just fucking great.
And I think too, maybe I'll speak for only American women, but in America, when you're before you're 30, it's like you don't really know what you want. I don't know, maybe it's true for
that is true
the world,
guys
but they
too.
Don't really know what they're, exactly. Yeah,
sex becomes more desirable as you get older because you now start to know you had more experiences. You know what you like. You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
Or like you know, like you can get imprinted with a type of person. So for example, like you know, there's like I used to only date like white girls when I was growing up at Dearborn because the Arab girls were hard to date. But at the time. In the mid 90s, man, a lot of girls, the white girls from the outside like suburbs, every night were just driving up and down the main drag in Dearborn trying to get hit on by Arab roughneck. You know what I mean? Because we're very open to talking to women. We're like, it's like, you know, like I'm pretty sure with, you know, with black people too, it's just like, but it's like part of our culture to go out there and like meet people. And fuck, I'm high and I got sidetracked. What the fuck was I talking about? I got sidetracked. What was I just talking about?
Women in Dearborn driving down the street wanting to get hit on.
And then what ends up happening is I only dated white girls, right? And then I got really turned up like, oh, white girls. And then I tried like my first like maybe Asian girl. And then now I was kind of like, Asian women, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of the times our experiences can imprint our sexual preferences, especially like at a younger age. Like, you know, one girl I was dating, all of a sudden afterwards, she was like, you know, after dating you, I'm like, kind of like bald guys. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay. So you had a positive experience. Same thing. Like I had a positive experience with the thing that I wasn't normally with, but then all of a sudden, oh, now you're intrigued with that. Yeah. And I think men are more hardwired to develop fetishes around that than women are.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't see many women with like specific fetishes.
No. I agree. I think that's true.
I think that's a good point. I'm sure they exist.
I'm just trying to make this uncomfortable right now. I think we petered out, guys. Yeah. You want to grab some food?
Yeah.
Some burritos, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I at least got 45 minutes of real good audio.
Oh, great.
So at least there can be four. I don't know what the other 40 minutes sounds like. But the usual people are here. Thanks for coming out, guys. And sorry for it being super late, but it is what it is. Again, next week, but hopefully I can get like another guest this week before the weekend. But until then, I'll see you guys next time. Trey Stewart, follow him at Trey Stewart1. It's right there on the screen. And then we got Ree, who I think should be Ree.
Yeah, it should be Ree for sure.
What's your Instagram?
Reverstig. Reverstegh. It's like River Steeg.
River Steeg.
River. And how do you spell Steeg?
Steegh.
Steegh.
Yeah.
You guys try to remember that and follow her. while I school her on changing her Instagram handle. All right, guys. Love you. Thank you.
Public Yemeni number one.
Because you guys like go and like sort of antagonize each other with your opposing views, and then you come back, and then you just are like, oh, you know what? I'm just gonna look. All the investors are just fine.
We've talked about that. We've talked about having our own podcast.
You should though, man.
Yeah, it's very.